Let's get you out to America's Radio Newsline. Standing by, Dr. Tom Jones, a scientist, author, pilot, and former NASA astronaut. Mr. Jones, welcome to America's Radio News.
Hello, Chris.
All right, sir, let's talk about something that's on your radar screen, which is the NASA budget woes. Of course, everybody knows how tight our finances here are in the United States. We're leaning toward making some cuts here toward government, and it turns out that NASA is one of the ones getting hit hard by this. Why is this a bad thing that NASA is getting defunded at this point in history, do you think?
Well, I think we should be wise in our priorities in terms of what we do cut. And NASA has seen its budget decline over the last 20 years. And yet, of course, in the last 4 or 5 years, the federal budget has gone up by about 40% in terms of domestic spending. So we're spending a lot more money, but the space program isn't seeing any of it. And I think it's not a wise thing for our future investment in our technological competitiveness to be cutting the space program.
Talk to us a little bit about why space exploration is so important.
Well, the challenges that you face technologically in getting people and robots out to the far reaches of the solar system, and for example, getting humans in particular beyond the space station, drive the technological innovation across our entire economy. And the same was true back in the Apollo days about 40 years ago. We're still sort of coasting on the technological benefits that we reap from the Apollo program. And without that investment, without challenging the country's academic establishment and industry to produce top-notch engineers and scientists, you just run out of momentum, and pretty soon you're a backwater in terms of technology.
Tom Jones, our guest right now, he's a scientist, author, pilot, and former NASA astronaut. Mr. Jones, I know you're very well aware of some of the plans for the civilians to head out into space, the private industry actually developing some of this technology, Virgin Atlantic, of course, heading up into the stratosphere, as is Microsoft, Paul Allen announcing plans to get a shuttle program going in the private industry. What do you say to critics that say the private industry can do this less expensively, can do it more efficiently, and get us there faster than a bloated government program, which NASA seems to represent?
Well, I'm all in favor of commercial innovation, and I think we need that addition to our country's space portfolio. In the last couple of years, you know, the president has canceled the NASA follow-on program to the shuttle, and we don't have a government rocket that can even get supplies to the International Space Station, which we largely built and paid for. So this commercial effort will supplant, I think, the NASA lack of a government launch vehicle, and maybe that will work out and save money for the taxpayers and get a reliable, safe, and economical rocket in service. But it's still going to take another 4 or 5 years because these folks on the commercial side will have to deal with the same safety challenges that NASA does. So it's not going to be an easy problem to solve, but I think they will. They've got the tools and the skills. Now, the question is whether NASA will be allowed to take the funds that it will save and explore beyond the space station and actually challenge our human spaceflight program in a way that we haven't done in a generation.
Sure. In the meantime, our astronauts are relegated to hitching a ride on Russian-built rockets, Soyuz rockets. As a former astronaut, what are your thoughts about that? I mean, is there a bit of a, I would imagine there'd be a little bit of a pride issue saying, you know, really? We got to jump on with the Russians to get to the ISS?
Certainly in the near term, that is the case. We've got no means to launch people from Cape Canaveral and get them up to the space station. And that's going to be the condition for 2015 or 2016. And the cause goes back to not only this administration, but the previous one, neither of which funded the human spaceflight effort to provide a transport to succeed the shuttle. It is embarrassing for our nation, I think. And I think it's, I hope, just a temporary painful period that we'll go through here. And then we'll have this commercial option, as well as NASA bringing along its Orion crew vehicle, which should be ready in 2017. But that all depends on what we tell our representatives in terms of funding and NASA's future.
Real quick, before we let you go, Mr. Jones, are you doing any work with those folks in the private sector?
I am not. I'm a very keen and interested observer, and I wish them luck. They've got some great former NASA people working with them, so I think they'll solve their problems. What's the unknown is the business case. Will they be able to make a profit and stay in business and help the taxpayer?
All right, Tom Jones. He is a scientist, author, pilot, and former NASA astronaut, sir. We appreciate you being here on America's Radio News.
Bye-bye.